This is Tom Rowe with the local news for Sunday, September 27, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. There is road work on Route 23 on both sides of the Rip Van Winkle Bridge this week. 511ny.com reports construction in both directions at Route 23 and NY and New York 9G beginning October 2nd with various lane closures there. Signs are also up in Greene County along Route 23 warning that repaving projects begin again this week with lane closures at times. Next, a report from Public News Service.
New York State education officials are hoping a 10-day stretch of public hearings will give them the input they need for a big turnaround at 62 struggling New York City schools. These schools are part of a larger list of failing schools in the state that under a new law could be taken over by outside managers if they don't improve soon. Marina Marcou O'Malley with the Alliance for Quality Education of New York says her organization was never in favor of the so-called receivership legislation, but she's hopeful more community involvement can spur action on issues such as chronic school underfunding.
All of these schools are located in low-income areas, in areas that has low-income students, high-need students that require a number of different programs and a lot of resources. And the state has never adequately funded these schools.
Lisa Rudley of Allies for Public Education doesn't think the receivership program is the answer. She agrees underfunding is a huge issue, but says socioeconomic issues are also hurting many failing schools, which are in need of additional assistance the new law doesn't address.
Community schools where they have health services, their children are able to have more after-school programs. I mean, don't forget, in New York State, there has been a budget crisis across all school districts.
Under the new law, failing schools must post gains at the end of 1 year, some even sooner, or they will be taken over by a receiver who will restructure the school. The state has set aside $75 million for the 144 New York schools affected by the receivership program. For New York News Connection, I'm Mia Hamm.
National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny Sunday with a high near 67 and a low around 51. Monday, there's a 40% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 69 and a low around 56. Tuesday should be partly sunny with a high near 74. You're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, Creative Community Listener Supported Radio for Greene and Columbia Counties.